Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. At the request of Adi Guru Prabhu, I will speak on Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who is the Adi Guru of the modern Krishna consciousness movement. Adi Guru means Krishna, or Balaram. Sometimes can be said Balaram also, because Krishna is the object of worship and Balaram is the first to worship him. So he points, go there, go toward Krishna. You like to sit on the floor? Can you do that? You have a problem?
Sorry, my back.
Oh, all right. Okay. All right. All right. So, Guru is one. Inasmuch as every guru has to teach the same thing. If they teach anything else, then they're not a guru. Therefore, a Vaishnava guru nasyad, Vaishnava swapacha guru. If one is not a Vaishnava, he's not a guru. I mean, conventionally may be called a guru, just like you may have a dancing guru or a music guru or Sanskrit guru. But real guru means one who directs us to Krishna. So they're all the same in as much as they all teach the same thing, basically. But at the same time, every guru is an individual person. And their mode of teaching, how they teach according to the particular time, place and circumstance, how they teach according to their own personal feelings for Krishna, they're very definitely very different persons. Gaur Kishore was very different from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was very different from Gaur Kishore. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada is very different from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. In many ways, you can say this is true, but they're all the same also. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a great acharya in our line. Unusual in many ways. One way being that he was a householder throughout most of his life, whereas most of the great acharyas, they were renunciants throughout their lives. And some, like Rasikananda, he was both, in as much as he was a householder, but he was out preaching almost all the time without his wives. He had three wives. So there are many, many gurus. There have been many, many gurus in our Gauriya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Within the Rasika Mangal, there is a description of some of the leading, or the names, not so much a description, but a list of the names of some of the prominent disciples of Rasikananda. And one of them, I don't remember his name, says that he had thousands of disciples. And that's the only mention of him anywhere in the whole Gauriya Vaishnav corpus of literature. So he had thousands of disciples, means he was not a small guru. Of course, guru is never small, but in terms of the number of disciples he initiated, many, but that's the only mention we have of him. Whereas Gaur Kishore Das Babaji only initiated one disciple, and his name's in the list. But look at that disciple, who that is. So the names of the gurus in Parampara, there's some of them, but the prominent acharyas, the names are listed. prominent means they've made a great difference in our parampara, given direction to often a different direction. In many ways, the parampara of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, not the parampara, the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now on this planet in the year 2012 is not even the years that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used. And this Gregorian calendar was not extant in India at that time. So the movement is in many ways very different from what it was when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally present. Of course, it's the same also. If it's not the same, then it's not the same movement. It's not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. But it is different in very significant ways, and the difference is not only because it's now spread widely all over the world, which is, of course, a great contribution of Srila Prabhupada, which was envisioned by Srila Bhakti. Of course, it was envisioned by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but in the recent age, the first endeavor to practically fulfill that was made by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So it's not different only because it's spread widely throughout the world, but because of the personal imprint of all the acharyas since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, parampara jano bhalo mate. One should know very well what is parampara, the mysteries of mysteries is how it's coming down and appears to go sometimes this way, sometimes that way, but it's the same stream. It's the same stream, and not to be confused. Sometimes rivers, they fork. So what is the actual branch? Just like the Ganga at what is now called Faraka, just before the Faraka Barrage, well, there didn't used to be a dam there. So the main body of the river seems to be going into what is now called Bangladesh. But those who know the actual fact know that the real Ganga takes a right turn and goes down to Ganga Sagar. So it appears that the real river should say that the river that with the most water, when the river forks, then you would say that the main river should be, the main body of water should be the river, but that's called Padma. And what comes south is called Ganga, actually at that point, particularly named Bhagirathi. So there may be different forks and different break-offs from the different gurus may teach in different ways. What's the actual parampara? Well, one has to be very fortunate to be able to discern that. There's no question with the Ganga, and it's since there's no question that the Ganga is the stream that flows south and the main body of water that flows, appears to be the Ganga, is not. That's Padma. That's very clear because that's accepted by everyone since Puranic times, since Bhagirath took the Ganga on that turn. But it's difficult for conditioned souls to understand who is actually carrying the parampara. Maybe that someone has many followers, and someone has, and they, that may appear to be the actual movement because there are so many people. But those who are fortunate will understand that the actual line is where, the actual line of the Gaudiya Sampradaya is where there is Bhakti Siddhanta, which term I'm using both in the meaning of the literal meaning of where there is the proper understanding of the teachings and practice of bhakti given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in the sense of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And actually there's no difference between the two, because he is the very form of Bhaktisiddhanta. His name is not just a name. You've got to give someone a name. Child is born, you give them a name, you've got to call them something. Sometimes in the villages in Bengal they call all kinds of funny nicknames. Just you've got to call them something. But the name of Bhaktisiddhanta, it's not just an arbitrarily given name. So today we're to discuss Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. What are the contributions? Maybe just, I would say, this special acharya. Well, the six Goswamis, what are... After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there were the six Goswamis who, particularly Rupa and Sanatan, they were particularly instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to write the books that defined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sampradaya. And that work they were assisted in, especially Sanatan Goswami was assisted in by Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and Rupa Goswami especially was assisted by Jiva Goswami, who completed the work of giving the basic foundation. And Raghunath Das, he didn't write so much, but his writings are also essential for the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Anyway, we could be here for another billion years if we have to discuss the contributions of the six Goswamis. After that, although there are many, many devotees, after that the devotee in line whose name is given is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, whose particular contribution was Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and Sri Govinda Lilamrita, of which Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is most famous and present, of course, in Chaitanya Bhagavat, what is now known as Chaitanya Bhagavat. Vrindavan Das Thakur had given the earlier pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Krishnadas Kaviraj gave the later pastimes, which in many ways are more important. Because particularly in his later pastimes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited the ecstasies for which his follower Basu Ghosh described as Radhar Mahima Prema Rasa Shima Jagate Janat. Okay, the glories of Radha, which are the ultimate limit of Prema. Who else but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could have given this to the world? So Chaitanya Charitamrita succinctly gave the theology and around Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personage, his avatar, and his teachings. And Govinda Lilamrita gave the object of meditation for perfected souls and those attaining perfection. So next in line given is the name Narottam Das, who for his preaching and particularly for his writing made this the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu available to the people of Bengal in a simple Bengali language. These six Goswamis, they all wrote in Sanskrit. Even though at that time there was, for the first time there was in the history of this Kali Yuga, it was a widespread rendering of bhakti texts in around this time, that period. The texts of bhakti, they were being rendered in the vernacular languages. But Krishnadas Kaviraj, he also wrote in Bengali his Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Narottam Das, he continued that, and his songs give a whole give the whole philosophy of Krishna consciousness, all the teachings, and his in simple language, and his very personality embodied, that he was Krishna Prem personified, that Nitya, that's described, that Nityananda Prabhu kept Krishna Prem in the river Padma. We're just talking about that. And that was kept there for Narottam Das to absorb and distribute. So in this way, there are many gurus, but these who are given in the line, they're very special. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he gave the direction to the Gaudiya Sampradaya, which had become confused and divided on the issue of Swakya and Parakya. And by his writings, it's said that he is a Rupa Goswami, come again. By his writings, he further illuminated the Unatajvala Rasa, the topmost resplendent juice of Krishna Prema that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. The next mentioned in line is Baladev Vidyabhushan, who established within the mind of the religious orthodoxy of India the validity of the Gaudiya Sampradaya, and in this way protected the Gaudiya Sampradaya and the worship of Radha and Krishna. The next mentioned is Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, about whom we don't have much information, but he was highly respected by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur for being a genuine practitioner of Krishna consciousness in a time when the actual sampradaya was being obscured. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself, of course, I was asked to speak about him, but I didn't speak so much so far, because all the acharyas there to be understood in the perspective of the whole sampradaya before them, and actually they can be even better understood by the whole sampradaya after them. So they don't appear out of a vacuum. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in one sense, he did appear out of a vacuum, in as much as the genuine Gaudiya Sampradaya had, to a large extent, been lost. It was there are very few genuine practitioners due to lack of teaching and lack of example of what is the genuine practice as given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Sampradaya had been hijacked by various cheaters and misrepresenters. So that was one point. Another point is that India's spiritual culture was under tremendous cultural attack from the influence of the British. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he, particularly by his writings, and of course he personally preached also, but he re-established the Sampradaya of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and within Bengal, which is the main ground, the main kshetra, the main field of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at that time was the main field of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sampradaya, and always will be, in as much as the land of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always very special, is always dear to the Gaudiyas. So he re-established the respectability of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. It could be said that others did that also. maybe better known than Bhaktivinoda Thakur was this, what was his name? Ghosh. I'm just not remembering the name now. His great-grandson was Tarun Kanti Ghosh, who was a Shishirko. Yeah, that's right. Thank you. So, by his book, Bengali book, what was that called? Nimai Charit? You don't remember. And then the summary of that in English, Lord Gauranga. Being a member of the educated class, as was Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he also established in the minds of the educated class that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's and his teachings are not just for the lowest class of people. But there are problems with Shishirkumar Ghosh because he was Prakriti Sahajiya type, given to overly emotional shows of bhakti, and he was a fish eater. Bhaktivinoda Thakur befriended him, at least superficially it seemed like that. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur's contribution was much more solid and lasting, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a genuine pure devotee of Krishna. He wasn't, as we see in Bengal up to the present time, sometimes with his mouth chanting Hare Krishna and sometimes with his mouth eating fish. He wasn't like that. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he profusely wrote, by his writings established as had the previous acharyas, but he in Bengali language wrote many highly philosophical books establishing Krishna consciousness, the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he's best known in the modern world, in the Western world, for his songs, although devotees only know a few songs, but much of our daily liturgy is songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Radha Madhava, we just sung. Then Sharira Vidyajal, we say regularly. The Gaur Arati Kirtan, Jashomati Nandana, these are all very well-known popular songs given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he has many, many others. And maybe someday the devotees of the world will come to better appreciate Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In his songs alone, Hare Krishna. His songs alone, demonstrate his greatness. They can only be appreciated by a devotee because they're purely and extremely richly devotional. They give a path for all devotees to come from the very beginning and lowest stages of Krishna consciousness up to the very, very highest stages. But by his own his songs, they're all personal prayers to Krishna and to his gurus and to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in most of his songs, he signs them off with, just like at the end, Bhakati Vinoda Deke Gora Rashama. Not all of them, but many of them. In other words, the songs, they're his own prayers, but they're also prayable by others. So his contribution in writing also, especially two books, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur emphasized so much, Jaiva Dharma and Sri Chaitanya Shikamrita, and also very popular among devotees in the modern age in translation. is Sri Harinama Chintamani. His portions of his Sri Krishna Sanghita are much misunderstood and misrepresented in modern society, to give the idea, or they almost inevitably have been misunderstood and misrepresented by devotees, to say that, well, you can do anything and say anything and it's all okay. Which is why Bhaktivinoda Thakur has to be understood. Parampara jano bhalomate. Understand very well what is parampara. Through the following acharyas, especially there is an article by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur entitled Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in which he says that there are many people who there were at the time who have they've memorized every single word that Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote, which is quite an achievement, seeing as we struggle to learn even and remember even one or two verses. I regularly used to visit one family, Jyoti Shekhar Prabhu and his family, when I was conducting research into Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's contributions. So one thing he'd done with his whole family is have them all the members of the family all knew all the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which is quite an achievement. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that even if one knows every single word by that, they know by heart everything, they don't understand even one single word of it. That you have to, Bhaktivinoda Thakur can be understood from hearing from the pure devotees, from the acharya, which meant himself, actually. Now, it may be said that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he's very different to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's so strict, whereas Bhaktivinoda appears to be less strict. Well, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was also strict. Every guru has to be strict, otherwise what's the meaning? The disciple is called Shisha, which means who is under the shasan, the discipline of the guru. If there's this modern idea of Mayavadis and Prakriti Sahajiyas have this idea the guru is just someone who holds a flower and smiles at you. But then what do you need a guru for? You can just anyone can hold a flower and smile. But to discipline, that is required. They have to be. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it's not that he wasn't strict. It may be said that he was very liberal in his outlook in preaching, just like, for instance, he befriended this Shishir Kumar Ghosh and many others who were not pure devotees. That was also explained by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that at that time there was some necessity to do so, because the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been completely lost. But Bhaktivinoda, he was always strict at his ashram, at Godrum, Swananda Sukhada Kunja. It's described by this Jagadish Bhakti Pradeep, who later became Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha Maharaj, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was very strict. He wouldn't allow any nonsense talk. And everyone had to follow very strictly, had to practice chaturmasya very strictly. Not just growing a beard, but very severe dietary restrictions. So, but his public persona was much more open and liberal, whereas Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was severe, it may be said. He was known as Acharya Keshari, the guru just like a lion. So that is required, otherwise the contributions of Bhaktivinoda Thakur would be lost, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself at the end of his life lamented how he had been very happy in preaching Krishna consciousness, and everyone, it seemed that everyone was coming into the proper fold and understanding, but then it all got appropriated by various cheetahs and rascals. So toward the end of his life, Bhaktivinoda Thakur manifested the pastime of appearing to be very unhappy, and he left Calcutta and stayed at his Bhakti Kuti on the just opposite Haridas Thakur's Samadhi on the pastime ground of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Puri, just on the beach where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited so many pastimes. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, so that the work of Bhaktivinoda Thakur would not be lost, so that the contribution of Bhaktivinoda Thakur would remain in the world, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is completely composed of Bhaktivinoda, everything he did and said was on the order of Bhaktivinoda, and out of deep attachment to, deep love for Srila Bhaktivinoda, he fulfilled the order of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The order of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave various orders to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He told him to serve Gaura Nam, Gaura Dham, and Gaura Kam, which means the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the holy Dham, Sri Mayapur Navari Dham of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to teach the pure chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, as distinguished from the impure misrepresentation, and to establish Varnashram. So in pursuance of this, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was apparently very harsh and very strong, because otherwise, you see, just like people say, oh, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is very liberal, therefore we'll do whatever we like and call it bhakti. But that was exactly to counteract such attitudes. Bhaktivinoda Thakur distinguished the pure teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from those of the owl, bowl, kartabhaja, sai, daravesh, nera, smarta, jat gosai, and churadhari, shaki beki, and probably some others that I didn't say, from all these upper sampradayas. So that, but to make that more strong, to practically forcibly establish in this world the teachings of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and to fan them out, spread them out further, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was the perfect emissary of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada is, of course, the perfect emissary of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So we are very fortunate that Srila Prabhupada has introduced us to all these acharyas, among whom this, all of them have their, although Guru is one, all the great acharyas have their unique contribution. Those who are not on the platform of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they should not try to imitatively make a unique contribution. Better just to follow what is given. If one is actually on the platform of a great acharya, then he may introduce so many things, but he won't change anything while doing so. But those who are less empowered, it's better if they recognize their own limitations and simply follow what is given. So, Hare Krishna. It's 8 o'clock, and that's the time given for this. All right, we'll finish there. I may not also, because I think everyone will be going off now, at least on the East Coast, those who are listening, and probably on Central Time also. So, Hare Krishna, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ki Jai. His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Conversation mode is on. Everyone can now be heard.
Does anyone have any question for Maharaj based on what you heard?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. All right, no questions? You have a question, yeah.
Did he always sign off when you wrote the songs? Because I've always wondered the song Krishna Murari, it's attributed to Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Did he always sign off? No, I said he didn't, just like in Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. That's a very short one, of course. One of the songs, there are several short songs he has like that. With which are Nam bhajans. One of them named Shauri comes in that, but I can't remember. You remember that? You must know. This Krishna Murari, Shri Krishna Murari, that's who attributed that to Bhaktivinoda Thakur? It's a Mira bhajan, clearly.
It's in the songbook.
Which songbook? Somehow or other, and there's songs of the Vaishnava are not in the original edition. It's not a Bhaktivinoda. The songs are, we know what the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. They're all included within four collections: Sharanagati, Gita Avali, Gita Mala, and what's the other one? Can't remember just now. There are four collections, and all of his songs come within that. So. There's another one which is said to be, which is a bowel song. What is that about? The bird of my mind. What is that? That's also said to be. That's also not a Bhaktivinoda song.
I've heard senior devotees sing that.
Yeah, Barahari Prabhu sings it. It's him singing it on this. There's some presentation for the planet of the Vedic planetarium. Yeah, but it's. That's also not by Bhaktivinoda. It's somehow or other attributed to him, but it's not.
So Krishna Murari is by Mirabai?
That Krishna Murari, Esho, Esho. As soon as you hear Esho, Esho, you know that it's Mira. Mm. or it's in that genre, because there are many Mira songs which are also not by her, as you probably know. People compose songs in her name. Or in the same mood. Esho Esho Giridhari. The Vaishnava Acharyas, they don't sing like that. They say they want to join Radha and Krishna, not call Krishna away from Radha to come and be with me. It's not the mood. That's Chandravali mood. We're against that. Gauriya means that they're followers of Radha, not of Chandravali. That's why we don't sing Mira songs. They're not pleasant to Gauriyas. We can recognize, just like we recognize Chandravali is great, but we don't follow her. So we may recognize Mira as a great devotee, but we don't follow her. And that would give great displeasure to Bhaktivinoda, to Raghunath Das. Bhaktivinoda, what is he says? Amito Radhika Pakkapati. I'm always a follower of Radha. Radha Pakka Chari Jeja Nasejan Jay Bhave Shay Bhave Kare. Amito Radhika. Now, what is that he says? I just can't remember now, but he says, I don't like ever to see anyone who's against Radha. I'll never see them even. So, If we want to follow Bhaktivinoda, then we can't. It's just how it's given in the name of Bhaktivinoda when it's completely against his teachings, and completely against his, you know, his heart, his, it just completely break his heart and. So, it's ridiculous that it's attributed to Bhaktivinoda. Yeah.
Yes, Balani Prabhu, you have any question for Maharaj? No, Maharaj, you can ask.
Oh yeah, that's a Radha Pakapati. Amito Radhika Pakapati Shada. Nah. Kabuna Haribotake. Anyone who's against, anyone who gives up Radha in any way, because I am always a member of Radha's party, he says, I will never like to even see such a person. Then? Yeah, no question. All right.
No, I have a question. You talked about the parampara, and also you talked a little bit about Mirabai. So Mirabai did not have a spiritual master.
Meera didn't have a spiritual master. It's not known that she had a spiritual master, yeah.
So do we still consider her to be a pure devotee? How do you understand this?
I didn't read it myself. I heard once from Bhakti Charu Swami, that who may have read it, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that she's a sentimentalist. I more likely he heard that from Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, who, that may not be in writing. There, some of the sayings and teachings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they're in oral parampara. They're not written. Srila Prabhupada wrote that she's a great devotee. He didn't say she's a poor devotee, he said she's a great devotee. So, we can respect her as a great devotee, but we don't teach people to. I mean, it's not very helpful even for others to sing her songs, because they're for her at her level. We're not qualified to sing. Come here, Krishna. I want to be with you. Our process is Gopi Bhatur Padakamalaya Dasana Dasana Dasaha, to be the servant of the servant of Krishna, who's the maintainer of the gopis. So our aim is to always to serve the devotees, not to try to replace Radha or anyone else. There's plenty of room in the spiritual world for more and more servants of the servants. But if you want to kick out Krishna or anyone else, then we don't. Then we get kicked out. That's one form of Mayavad. Srila Prabhupada writes in the Nectar of Devotion that we may aspire to be a servant of Nanda Maharaj, but if we think I will become Nanda Maharaj, then that's Mayavad. To think I am Krishna or I am Nanda Maharaj, that's not possible. So we can say that at best Meera's songs are open to much misinterpretation and misunderstanding. Even when we sing, if we sing the songs of Bhaktivinoda, just like I was quoting just now, Amito Radhika Pakapa, I am always biased toward Radha. If we sing such songs, then that we sing it not in the mood that I'm on the level of Bhaktivinoda, but we sing that in worship of Bhaktivinoda. And that when he said, I, that means him. And yes, we may be also, we aspire for that platform, but we should know which platform we're on. And many of the other songs of Bhaktivinoda, they're more suitable for us on our level. Gopinath, Mama Nivedana Shudo. This kind of song we should sing. More suitable for us. So we'll finish now. Hare Krishna. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.